More Idaho Matters right now. There's growing interest in the potential mental health benefits of psychedelics. Now scientists are trying to understand the substances and get them approved at the federal level. And some of that research is happening right here in our region. KUNC's Lee Patterson visits a study site in Fort Collins, Colorado for the Mountain West News Bureau.
When people arrive at the Wholeness Center to participate in a study on LSD and anxiety, they don't know what they're going to get.
Not much to look at, but this is it.
Dr. Scott Shannon is one of the principal study investigators. He holds up a small white bottle of 8 capsules, which could contain LSD.
So we don't know whether this is 200 mics, 100 mics, or a placebo.
After a lengthy screening process, study participants come to the Wholeness Center for a 12-hour day with 2 therapists. Shannon explains what the experience is like for those who do get the LSD.
People are in a very different frame of mind. The trees may be breathing, the couch may be moving, and some people will find this incredibly curious. Other people may be a little intimidated.
That's what the 2 therapists are for, Shannon says, to calm people down and tell them they're going to be okay.
I tell people it's like if we're living our life every day at street level, then psychedelics are kind of like going up into a hot air balloon or maybe even in a satellite. And you're looking at your life in a very different way. And insights come.
The experiment at this one study site is part of a much larger push to understand how different psychedelics could be used to treat mental health conditions. The effort involves biotech companies, universities, and research institutes.
So what we know is that psychedelics look like they can have a benefit for anxiety.
Much of this research has been on hold for decades. After widespread use in the 1960s, the federal government classified psychedelics as Schedule I drugs, meaning they lack an accepted medical use and have a high potential for abuse.
It really shut down research in this country for a long, long time, and it's now just restarting.
Eventually, researchers began requesting permits from the federal government to study some psychedelics. After encouraging results, the Food and Drug Administration has allowed some of this work to move ahead more quickly. Luke Nefaratos is the CEO of Protect Our Kids, a group that fights for more restrictive drug policies and recently opposed Colorado's ballot measure to decriminalize magic mushrooms.
I think the concern that I have is we're seeing a lot of breathless rhetoric around the, you know, quote unquote, miracle drug potential of psychedelics.
Nefaratos points to the risks of other drugs like opioids and cannabis. In the LSD trial in Fort Collins, some groups are excluded, pregnant women and people with a family history of psychosis, because the risks are not fully understood.
So that's not to say that these drugs don't do what everyone's really excited about, but what it does mean, though, is it's still early.
Dr. Bera Yazar-Klazinski is one of the people working to advance the research on psychedelics.
I am the chief scientific officer.
She's with a nonprofit called the MAPS Public Benefit Corporation. Yazar-Klazinski has been studying the use of a psychedelic called MDMA to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. She remembers getting the results from a phase 3 clinical trial published in 2021.
Oh my gosh, it was so exciting.
88% of the participants experienced a meaningful change in their symptoms. Around 2/3 no longer met the criteria for a PTSD diagnosis.
It was such a huge surprise that everybody was just shocked and very happy for the PTSD patients and what this could mean for them if FDA also agrees with the way we analyzed the results.
MDMA is further along in the FDA approval process than other psychedelics. Later this year, researchers plan to submit this data and request approval of MDMA-assisted therapy. Dr. Yazar-Klazinski will be walking the FDA through all of it. She's hopeful for what it could mean for treating mental health. Lee Patterson, KUNC.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.